Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 48 of the year, and I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading down to the Volunteer State today, East Tennessee. We are looking at District 3, which stretches from the high-tech, super-fast internet hubs of Chattanooga all the way up through the hills to Oak Ridge. And Leah, today we are profiling a man who holds one of the most powerful, yet least understood, titles in Washington. We are profiling Republican Representative Chuck Fleischmann.
Stephen, when you say least understood title, you are talking about him being a cardinal. For our listeners who might not be deep in the weeds of congressional slang, the Appropriations Committee is the committee that actually controls the federal checkbook. It is broken down into 12 subcommittees. The men and women who chair those 12 subcommittees are called the cardinals of Congress because they have almost absolute pope-like power over specific parts of the federal budget. And in the 119th Congress, Chuck Fleischmann is the cardinal of the Energy and Water Development Subcommittee.
Which means he controls the budget for the Department of Energy, the Army Corps of Engineers, and the National Nuclear Security Administration. He literally holds the purse strings for America's nuclear arsenal and its waterways. And if you want to understand why Chuck Fleischmann is the perfect person for that job, you just have to look at the district he represents. TN03 includes Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and Oak Ridge has a history unlike anywhere else on Earth.
It really does. Oak Ridge is known as the Secret City. During World War II, the federal government basically bought up 60,000 acres of farmland in East Tennessee, fenced it off, and built a massive secret city from scratch. Tens of thousands of people lived and worked there, and most of them didn't even know what they were building. They were enriching the uranium for the Manhattan Project. They built the fuel for the Little Boy atomic bomb. And after the war, Oak Ridge didn't just shut down. It transitioned into the ultimate hub for American nuclear and scientific research.
Exactly. Today, his district is home to the Y-12 National Security Complex, which maintains the United States' nuclear weapons stockpile. And it is home to the Oak Ridge National Laboratory, which houses Frontier, the fastest, most powerful exascale supercomputer in the world. So when Chuck Fleischmann goes to Washington, he isn't just representing a geographic area. He is representing the very tip of the spear of American scientific dominance. And he leans into it completely. He is the co-chairman of the Fusion Energy Caucus, the Advanced Nuclear Caucus, the National Labs Caucus, and the Nuclear Cleanup Caucus. He is, without a doubt, the undisputed champion of the American nuclear renaissance.
And that brings us to his massive legislative victory at the start of 2026. Because Fleischmann's long-term vision for energy just collided perfectly with the priorities of the new Trump administration. The administration came in pushing a strict America First energy agenda, highlighted by H.R. 1, which they called the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Fleischmann took that momentum and engineered his fiscal year 2026 energy and water appropriations bill. And Stephen, the way this bill passed is almost unheard of in modern politics.
It is staggering. In a highly polarized House where members argue over everything, Fleischmann's FY2026 funding bill passed the House by a vote of 419-6. You cannot get 419 members of Congress to agree on what time it is, let alone a multi-billion dollar funding package. But he did it. President Trump officially signed the bill into law on January 23, 2026. Fleischmann put out a statement celebrating it, saying it unleashes American-made energy dominance, strengthens the nuclear navy, and keeps America as the global scientific leader. He actually declared, "The golden age of appropriations is here."
He worked incredibly closely with Speaker Johnson, Appropriations Chairman Tom Cole, and the new Energy Secretary, Chris Wright, to get it done. And a huge piece of that funding, and a huge piece of Fleischmann's personal agenda, is directed toward SMRs, small modular reactors. We have to explain this, because this is the future of energy. Traditional nuclear power plants are massive. They take a decade to build, they cost billions of dollars, and they require sprawling footprints with massive cooling towers.
Right, but SMRs are totally different. They are essentially miniaturized nuclear reactors. You can build the components in a factory, put them on a standard semi-truck, drive them to a location, and plug them into the grid. They are safer, cheaper, and more scalable. And Fleischmann has been screaming from the rooftops that America needs to build them immediately, because right now the United States is facing an energy crisis that no one saw coming 5 years ago. And it is being driven by technology.
Exactly. Fleischman points out that the explosive growth of artificial intelligence data centers, the mining of cryptocurrencies, and the massive push to electrify vehicles and home heating are drawing more power than the grid can handle. He argues that you cannot power a massive trillion-parameter AI supercomputer with just solar panels and wind turbines. You need baseload power, power that runs 24/7, regardless of the weather. And he believes nuclear is the only clean, reliable option. So he established an $800 million federal grant program to jumpstart this industry. And in December of 2025, the Department of Energy officially selected the Tennessee Valley Authority, the TVA, which operates right in his district, to begin early deployments of these next-generation SMRs.
It is a brilliant way to marry national policy with local district interests. And we can't forget the water part of his Energy and Water Committee, because East Tennessee relies heavily on its waterways. The Tennessee River cuts right through Chattanooga. Fleischman is responsible for funding the Army Corps of Engineers, which means he secures the hundreds of millions of dollars needed to replace the aging Chickamauga lock. If that lock fails, all the commercial barge traffic stops, and the local supply chain is crippled. He is hyper-focused on that kind of heavy industrial infrastructure.
He isn't a flashy politician. He was just a lawyer from Chattanooga who decided to run for office during the 2010 Tea Party wave. But over the last 15 years, he has methodically climbed the ladder. He doesn't spend his time picking fights on social media. He spends his time figuring out how to fund the next generation of American nuclear dominance.
The cardinal of the Appropriations Committee.
The champion of the secret city and the architect of the nuclear renaissance.
That is Representative Chuck Fleischman. That is our profile for Tennessee's 3rd District. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.